I don't know why. I just like forgot what I was saying. Hi, everyone, and welcome back to the Two Birds, Both Stone podcast. I'm Kaylin.
I'm Emily.
Welcome back. I'm not holding the mic this week.
I kind of need to. I'm too ADD to not have something to fiddle with.
And I like get that. I feel like I liked holding the mic, but like sometimes I just want to be able to have my hands free. And I think it's because I talk with my hands.
I do too sometimes, but something about this makes me feel right.
It does. That does feel like I'm giving a speech.
Right.
But this is like I'm just talking.
I kind of do wish it had like one of those foam covers on it.
Yeah.
Maybe I'll order some on Amazon as my donation to Gold Diggers. So if you notice, we're back in
our old chairs.
Our old chairs. We had a little mishap.
Yeah.
But no comment. No further discussion necessary.
Mishap with the other chairs. But anyways, I'm smoking this joint today that I got on a date last night.
It was literally wrapped. But
this boy literally gave me a joint at the end of the day.
It's crazy to me because he didn't even know you smoked.
No.
So that's why I'm like,
I really think
he
was going to a birthday party after, and I really think that he might have given me one of their gifts.
Right. Oh, I forgot. Yeah.
Yeah, like I think he was like after we had talked and stuff, and I guess he was just in love with me, so he was like, I'm going to give this girl one of my friend's presents.
But that's good. That means he liked you.
Yeah, Slay. So we'll
You'll never see it. Yeah. You'll never know what you're going to see.
Mm-hmm. That's what I was trying to say. You were about to be like,
not what I was trying to say. Hope you guys had a good Halloween.
Yeah.
No one commented what they were going to be, and you're called out on that one.
I'd really like to. And we posted our costumes. Yeah. I think we were pretty slay. Emily's was much funnier. Mine was kind of hot.
Yeah, Kaylin killed it. It was fun.
Yeah.
We went to Rocco's.
It was a really fun time. Emily got tired really quickly. We had been there. Do you remember that? We had been there for like 20 minutes and you were like, we've been here for so long.
Time stops there. Like a minute feels like 2 hours.
Like we went in and we were dancing for a little bit and then she was like, let's go outside and like sit down. So we were like, okay. And then we went out and then I could just tell that like you were tired.
But then we went somewhere else.
Oh yeah. No, we stayed out.
Yeah,
it was fine.
Yeah,
but it was just funny in that moment.
Yeah.
Like you being like, I was like, don't get tired. And you were like, we've been here for hours. And I was like, girl, me and Elizabeth, it's been 20 minutes.
You know what? It really is like that scene in Percy Jackson, but reverse.
Oh, yeah, exactly.
Where you think time is like flying by, but it's really only been like maybe 15 minutes.
Yeah, no, it was just so funny. But then we did rally and we stayed out. Don't even worry.
Yeah.
We got a
pretzel. If there's one thing about me, I will rally.
Absolutely. Especially if you're already out.
Yeah.
Oh. You know what I mean?
Like, and in costume. Like,
yeah.
Yeah.
And the people loved your suit costume, by the way.
Yeah.
People
did love it. Mm-hmm. We did see some Cheerios.
Yes.
I got a photo with a Cheerio.
And he was not okay.
He was like,
I just think he like didn't realize what was happening.
I don't think
drunk.
He knew where he was.
No, he was really.
But we did force him to take a photo with us. So sorry, Kim. Hope you had a good night. I was like, I'm Sue. You're taking a picture with me. And he was like, okay.
I literally saw him and I was like, oh my God.
I know.
And we just grabbed him off the street.
Like,
and we saw another girl that we thought was dressed as Sue, but she was
Kris Jenner, but blonde. I'm like, if you're gonna be Kris Jenner, you gotta be black hair Kris Jenner.
Yeah, but it was really funny.
It was good. It was
so
good.
Yeah, we had a good time.
It was a fun night.
Yeah.
Love.
It was great. But I guess we'll just jump right into the epi. Today we have a fun one. This is one that we've had on our like list of episode ideas for a while and we just never really did.
Yes.
And we decided to do it. So we have a few celebrities to start with, but then we're just going to kind of go off riff. But we're going to be discussing what we think certain celebrities would be doing with their lives if they weren't celebrities.
I feel like that's also one of my favorite interview questions. Like, I remember when One Direction was forming, that was like a question they would always get. If you weren't on The X Factor, what would you be doing or what would you be studying? And I think
it's so interesting. Yeah.
Especially like giant A-list people.
Yeah.
Like,
because it's like, did you even get a chance to think about that before you got famous?
Like, and like what your life would have been like.
Right. And some of them are like not what you would guess.
No.
Like,
no, like
one of them said a firefighter.
One of them said like a pilot or something.
Yeah, like, you're like,
I was
huh?
like, or a history teacher. I was like,
are you sure?
Like, what?
Yeah. It's shocking. These, the ones that we're going to be saying, are not coming from any factual.
No. This isn't from an interview. This is like genuinely,
just
if
like
we saw
we
these
think.
People on the street, what their occupation would be if they didn't have their celebrity or fame behind
them. Like some of them I didn't even go off. Like some I think I went a little bit, like if I knew their personality, I was like, oh, what do I think they would be? But others I'm like, just like if I literally saw you.
No, I went based off of like, I saw you and, on the street. Like, just how I know you as a celebrity in my mind.
Yeah, that's how most of mine are as well.
Yeah.
So I'm kind of excited to hear yours.
I'm curious because I don't know which way you went with it. If you know what I, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah, I think I kind of, some of mine are really normal. Some of mine are a little like,
mine are
off cuff.
What do you mean? Like off cuff?
Like just a little like, even like, no, I don't,
know look at my screen.
I can, girl, you
every
always say
week,
that.
Every week, I'm like paranoid that you're reading it because I have it.
I, the thing is, I can see the notes, but I cannot read that. Like, it's too small for my
eyes.
It's
okay. I'll turn it away even more.
I don't know how to explain it. Let's just get into it. The first person on our list is Cardi B.
Cardi B.
I would like to know yours first.
Which is kind of a good pick because she was a celebrity who really only got famous in the past few years.
Right. So she had a life before fame.
She had a, she had an occupation. And she was a stripper before she was a singer, which love. But I did not pick that as an occupation.
Yeah, it was just too on the nose.
Yeah, like you can't.
She
was a
stripper.
That's literally what she was. Yeah. That was her past. For me, her personality is so vast. Like, I feel like she's super relatable and funny.
And
but
smart.
She's also kind of scary. Oh, so smart.
Yeah.
But she's also kind of scary.
She is scary.
And that played a big decision. Or just played a big factor, I feel like, in my decision. Because that those qualities and that personality makes up only one thing in my mind. And that is an like a school nurse of a middle school.
That's really good. And kind of interesting because I feel like in a way ours are similar.
Really?
I said a plant scientist.
Wow. Like, very not similar.
No, it could, but they're both like kind of like, I mean, to be a nurse.
Yeah, well, smart. She's
right,
smart.
We both went in the like the smart
right,
kind
like
of
she had to go to school.
Route.
She had to figure it out. Yeah.
Yeah.
But like
middle school nurse is very specific.
It's so niche because they either love you or they hate you.
And
they're funny, but they'll put you in your fucking place. They can be mean. And
they'll
if you're
like,
faking
you
it,
sick.
They're like, get out, take a pack of crackers and go back to class.
Yeah.
And she would do that so well. And I feel like the outfit she would wear, like the scrubs and stuff, she would
she's
be
always
cunty.
Gonna be cunty. That's what I pictured too. Yeah. Is, so I picked like plant scientist just because I like specifically plants.
What type of plant scientist? Like a, like she would own a greenhouse or she would work in like
a lab still, like, but like, I don't know. I don't even know why I specifically said plants, like herbs. I don't know. I just picture her, maybe just a scientist in general, but I picture her still with her long ass nails.
Right.
Like, and like,
with like
cunty.
A pipette. Like,
yes,
dropping.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Like, very cunty. But I just, I don't know. She's somebody who I also just see as such a smart woman.
Right.
But also, like, I just, woman in STEM, you know? Like, I want you to go out there and like fuck it up and be cunty, but also like save people's lives. Or
she's going to be the one that everyone's like, there's no way she's a scientist, and then show everyone out.
Right, exactly. Or like, if she were to be like, oh, I'm a scientist, people would be like, oh, like shocked.
Right.
Because like, I, in her everyday life after work, I still see her wearing like her dresses. She's
going
to the clubs.
She doesn't
like,
give a fuck. Yeah. She's her own person.
Exactly.
That's so real. For both of them, I feel like it could fit.
Oh, yeah.
Way.
I love, like, the middle school. Oh, my God. And I could hear her, like, laughing, like, with the ones that are her
faves.
And
she would have favorites. Absolutely.
She would have, and she would, like, really favorite. Like, they could, they're the ones that could come
she
in during class.
She would buy them
lunch. Yep. They could come in during class. Like, they're
she
definitely not
sick.
She would
write them hall passes.
Yep. Yeah. And then she'd be like, oh, you could just hang out.
Right.
Yeah,
I needed
sure.
that in middle school. I didn't have I that. Did you ever have to go to the nurse in middle school?
I, not, so... private school things. We didn't really have a nurse in my preschool. Look, actually, this is a funny story and actually crazy. I remember one time in middle school, I had my period and I had like really bad cramps and my stomach just hurt. And I went, we just like, our nurse was like, we just went to the front office and just like
told
them. And she was like, and they had a little room with a little cot like to lay down in.
Yeah.
And so she was like, go in here for a little bit, just lay down. And then I lay down and then it like 15 minutes had passed and she came and she's like, do you feel better? And I was like, No. And so she made me go on the floor and lay in like the yoga pose, like the downward dog, like whatever, like on my knees, the child's pose. For and she was like, just stay there until it feels better. Like,
did it work?
No. She made me like sit
like
on
at
the
least
floor.
Give me some saltines.
Literally
like,
in the dark, also sit on the floor in the dark, close the door for like I don't even know how long. It was so weird.
That's
but
bizarre.
In high school, the nurse was one of my close friends' moms.
Oh, love.
So like I would go in there all the time.
She was your Cardi
like,
B.
Yeah, and I would just be like, hey girl.
Yeah.
And but the thing is, I would still like fake it. You know, like I wouldn't fully go in there and just be like, I just want to sit down. I'd still act sick, yeah, kind of. But she knew. Because, like, I would go home all the time. Like, I would just call. I would just be like, yeah, I just want to go home. And she was always like, one time I remember I was leaving, she goes, Kaylin, sometimes you have to stay in school.
And that's I had, absolutely,
like, a whole, like, 60 days of absences in high school.
That's really not good.
Yeah. In senior year, by the way, just 1 year.
I skipped my AP psych class genuinely.
Period.
I think 15 times in a row or something, and I got caught, and I had to do, like, lunch detention for the remainder of the year.
You would skip and just, like, hide? Like, where would you go? What would you do?
Home.
Oh, like, you would just go?
Yeah,
leave.
I would just leave. I drove. So I was like, it was my senior year. I was like, I don't care. Yeah, and I still got an A plus in the class, so it didn't matter. But also, I have a story about middle school nurses. The only time I went to the middle school nurse was because I was walking down the stairs. My middle school, fucking massive. There was, like, 2,000 people in my class or something, like, crazy like that. Like,
damn.
It was huge.
It's a big-ass middle school.
Okay, maybe not 2,000.
We had really
maybe
opposite
it was, like,
experiences.
Maybe it was,
big.
Like, yeah, it was, like, big. Yeah. It was, like, the size of my high school in North Carolina, but, like, my middle school. And so we had, like, crowded fucking hallways and stairs that were so steep. And one day I was leaving my Spanish class and I, like, turned to say something to my friend and then I turned back and I fell head first down the stairs, like, dove.
Oh.
And I, like, hit every single bump and my shin, literally, I was wearing skinny jeans, obviously.
Obviously.
And
fashion
my
icon.
Shin was out to here swollen. Like, it was,
like, you
it
had
was
to go to the nurse.
Black. Like, I couldn't walk. And so, like, this random girl who was, like, a sixth grader was like, oh, here, let me help you. And, like, walked me to the nurse because I couldn't walk.
Oh.
And everyone was laughing at me. I was like, this is the worst day of my
life. That's so embarrassing. It's just becoming story time right now, but this is great. I have a story of another kid that had to go to the nurses once. And it was because we were in class and he had these, like, spicy chips or something. And he was like, should I eat it? Should I eat it? And everybody was like, yeah, do it. And the teacher was like, literally don't do that. Like, you're gonna, like, it's, cause it was like
what
one
was
of
it,
those
like Flamin' Hot?
No. It was like one of those challenge chips, like,
oh,
the
my
fire,
God.
Like the crate, like there, it was genuinely so spicy. And he ended up eating it and started, like, crying and, like, actually almost dying and had to go to the nurse because of how spicy it was. And it was so fucking funny.
That's kind of scary.
Yeah, he was fine.
Did he puke?
Yeah, probably.
Oh my God, that's gonna hurt so
yeah,
bad.
Spicy puke. Anyways.
No. Anyways, next. Cardi B, done. We had that.
Trisha
Paytas, which was for
harder
me
than I thought
very
it was gonna be.
Hard because in my mind, I don't see her as anything but a YouTube personality
right.
or an influencer. Like, there's no other career that she is better suited for than
that.
Yeah,
it's like she was meant for this life.
Right.
But I did pick something. Kind
Me
of.
Me too. I went based off of her as a person and obviously her cosplaying.
Oh.
I put her as a manager of a Domino's. Like, and she is running that shit like the Navy.
And she loves that job.
And she eats it up.
She loves that job.
She's one of those people who would make, like, a TikTok about being a Domino's manager and go viral and then be like, open with me for a shift at Domino's.
Yes.
You know, like that.
And that's the thing is she is meant to be an
influencer.
She's
always connected. There's no, like, different realm in this world where Trisha Paytas is anything but a YouTube personality.
She's
going to
be viral one way or another.
Yeah. Like, hands down.
Yeah. Mine is not similar, but I could also see her going viral from this. And mine is almost multiple jobs. I just felt like she wouldn't have, like, I don't think she has, like, the attention span to have one job. So went with odd jobs. So, like, I think she would be one of those people that, like, do, like, test groups. Like, you know, like, the people that test cereals or, like, whatever the fuck, like, random medicines or, like, a bunch of that shit.
Yeah.
And then also, like, donate her, like, plasma and
I can
shit.
Also see her being a customer service representative.
So
like, you know what I mean? But, like, one that you're literally, like, who am I talking? Like,
right,
what's, like, going
what's going on?
Can I speak to your manager moment? Like,
and she'd be
that's
laughing
real.
At the phone.
Right. She'd just
so
be like, well,
funny.
I don't know how to help you with this. Sorry, thanks, bye. Like, you know what I mean? Like, talk so fast and you were just like.
Yeah. Just like, I could see her doing so much, like, freelance odd jobs. Like, just like,
absolutely.
I just can't see her sticking to one, but I think that really makes sense for her.
She also seems like the type of person who would, like, get a new hobby and then, like, start a business out of it every time. So she would make,
and then
like,
give
a,
up every time. Yeah. Absolutely.
Love that we're on the same page about that.
Absolutely. The next one was Demi Lovato.
Hard.
Hard. I only just picked mine, and it's just kind of like, I don't know if it's that good.
Okay, you go.
Mine is either like some sort of like hotel door greeter.
What? A doorman? Yeah. Not even like, oh, I could really see them at like receptionist as a, at the hotel, you know?
Or, oh, I put slash receptionist.
Yeah.
Because one, smile.
Concierge, yeah.
Like, I just like think that they have the chutzpah, if you will. You know, like, I just think like, they're kind, you know, they are. So I feel like that's the best one in my head. And just like, their smile is so big.
No.
So like a doorman would be perfect.
Also, I feel like they have good people skills, but also have like a little bit of an attitude where it's like they can handle customer service.
And a doorman is kind of also a security guard when you think about it.
True.
So I think that they could fuck somebody up if they needed to.
Love.
What was yours?
For me, I went completely different direction. I put Sephora or department store beauty and hair person.
That is really good, though. Like, I can see it.
With all of the different eras of their hair, their makeup, their style, their personality.
Everything, really.
How it's evolved. One thing's consistent. They always do. They always beat their face.
Oh, yeah.
They're always giving a glam. Beats of the gods, glam. Yeah. And Demi Lovato isn't someone you normally would associate with beauty, but I feel like it's constant for them.
Yeah. No, that's a really good point. Because, like, when you said it, I was like, yes, but not because, like, I really ever associated them with beauty. But Demi is just, like, like,
creative.
Yeah, and the makeup really is always, like, on. And it's, like, I feel like it's stuck to that, like, I mean, not in a bad way, but, like, the 2016 era of, like, a lot of makeup.
They have their style with their makeup and they're sticking to
it. Yeah, and it's good. Their eyes are always so, like, dark and, like.
They always have a good liner. Yes. Like, yeah.
So good.
So it's, like, I see it. And plus, if they aren't in a band doing music, they need a creative outlet, and I feel like that's what they would do.
Absolutely. Agree.
I don't know why, but that fits so
well.
No,
it does. It does.
And they would come up to you and be like, do you want a free sample?
Yeah.
You know, like, that is it.
Yeah, and be like, oh, do you need a color match?
Yeah. And like, or be just like, really wait, let me give you a tip.
Yes.
Don't buy this, get this.
Yeah.
Like, and be cool.
And personable.
Right. Like, you would want to talk to them out of everyone in the store.
Yeah. Huge Demi fan. There's a lot of Demi haters. I've been a Demi fan since the beginning,
by the way.
And
I wouldn't
say
true. I'm a fan, but when the album with Heart Attack and all of that came on, I listened to it front to back
until
it, like, literally my headphones bled. Like, I loved that album. Also, just, like, the era of her on X Factor with Fifth Harmony was, like, when I was down bad, so.
Yeah, I don't, I mean, it's not, I wouldn't say I'm, like, I don't know everything about, like, Demi's life and stuff like that, but I've just always been a really consistent, I wouldn't say,
like listen
stan,
to their music,
but fan, like, since, like,
your supporter.
First album.
Yeah.
Love. Big love. Have always loved the music.
Love.
Next. Okay, my answer for the next one is kind of dumb, but it's Daniel Radcliffe.
Harry Potter, in case you guys don't know who that
is. Of course.
Which, kind of a weird choice for us to pick that, but I feel like it's good because we don't talk about
other
him
people.
Enough.
We were literally with
or
Olivia
men.
Last night.
Yeah.
Or men. I know. Yeah. I was like, we have to get some men on this list. We were with Olivia last night, so we were just like riffing all these ones. And I think she might have said Daniel Radcliffe. And we were both kind of like,
Because he really is known. In my mind, always will be Harry Potter.
Yeah.
And it doesn't matter if I see him in a different role. I'm still like,
and that,
Harry Potter's playing a different role.
Right, and that doesn't speak to his acting abilities.
No. It's just branding and marketing.
That
mama.
Is what happens when you are part of an iconic series like
that. You can't be in 8 movies and not know that that's your identity from the time you're 10 until you're 20.
Yep.
What? You know?
Yep, it's going to happen.
Okay, so what did you put?
Okay, so mine?
That tiny straw in that cup... Like, is sending me.
I couldn't find a bigger straw.
They have, like, wrapped ones in there.
This is working fine.
Okay.
But it does look funny, but
it's
it works
just
fine.
Funny. Yeah.
Mine is a little bit cheating because I was really trying to pick very normal.
Kaylin.
I was just trying to pick really normal jobs. And I think this one still counts, but it is a little bit. It's still in the entertainment world, you know?
Yeah.
And maybe this just speaks to how Harry Potter he is to me, but I really see him being
magician.
Like, No.
Oh, I was like, girl.
That is good, though.
For someone else. I don't see him as a magician.
No, I don't see him as a magician. No, like a theme park actor, though.
Oh, that's like, really good.
Like, of course, in Harry Potter world, but also out, like, just like, just see him, like, either, like, just playing different characters or, like, the stage shows or the parade. Yeah. Like, literally anything, like, in a theme park.
Yeah.
I can just see him there.
No, that's really good.
Thank you.
Like, an attendant, even. Yeah. Like, operating a ride. Who would be like, everyone clap.
Get into it.
Everyone buckle up. We're about to take off. Like,
yeah. Like, I just see, because I feel like
mine is so different.
Oh, my God. I just, like, he has, I mean, obviously, he's an actor. Like, he has, like, an entertainment spirit. Right. And I think because he's been in it since he was so young, which is interesting, because I would be curious to see what his actual answer to this would be, since he's been in it since he was so young.
Yeah, like, what did he want to be when he was little?
I kind of want to look it up, but say.
Okay, mine is so different.
Oh, my God, what is it?
I put driver's ed instructor. Like, okay, do you know what
I mean,
though?
It's because
he's
just a white man with brown hair.
But he seems, like, nice, but he does not seem nice. Like, he also seems like he gets easily agitated. So,
I'd be a little scared of him.
You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
he would be nice, he would be helpful, and he would let you pass, but he would get annoyed with you if you fucked up.
Yeah. I would definitely be a little scared of him.
Right.
Because he's also, like, kind of, I don't know how old he is, but he gives dad.
Yeah. And he's, like, also, I don't know why, but, like, short men like that, like, something about them, I'm like,
It's the Chihuahua syndrome.
Right.
Like, they have a little bit of a bark and a bite because they're so little and they get
picked. But I also
on.
Feel like he would protect you. Like, if, like, someone was, like, behind you, like, honking at you or something, he'd be like, hey!
Yeah.
You know? Like,
hey! And then he'd be like, that's
not
your fault.
But he would be a good teacher in my mind.
I
you know?
So, too.
So that's why I put, but he wouldn't want to be a teacher.
No, definitely not.
But he's doing this as, like, a passion.
Yes.
Or not a passion, but, like,
a pastime. I just looked up, like, if he wanted to be anything before, and it says that Radcliffe first expressed a desire to act at age 5. Like, he's been
through
doing acting
through.
Yeah, the only thing it says is that if not an actor, a screenwriter, but so still, like,
entertainment.
Yeah, so it literally seems like there's nothing that he was
that's
doing
kind of insane
before. Yeah, like, he's always only been acting.
Wow.
Because he said he was like, there it didn't feel like I could have a normal college career because I didn't want to do anything else.
Right.
Which is slay, and he did it.
Yeah. That's like when Emma Watson went to Brown after Harry Potter and she answered a question in class and they were like, 10 points to Gryffindor, and she walked out.
I did not know that.
Yeah. She was like in some...
Wait, did the teacher say
no.
that? Or just like
people
a random
in the class after she answered a question and the professor was like, oh yeah, you know, whatever.
Right, and then somebody like
and then
was
someone
being
said
fucking...
that and then she like walked out.
Oh my God.
I know, which it's like,
that's fucked. I mean,
it's
like unfortunate,
but it's like
come on. Yeah.
Like, she, you know, she's trying to just like,
have a normal
yeah.
experience.
That's like Miranda thinking about how like Miranda Cosgrove went to USC and like got a degree, and Bridget Mendler is like at MIT.
I didn't know any of this.
I tried to connect with Bridget Mendler on LinkedIn. She didn't add me back.
That is so funny. At MIT, damn.
Yes, no, she's like a computer, like,
slay
person now. Like, she's so smart.
I love Bridget Butler.
I do too. Underrated. It's
what's
kind of.
I'm boarding up the windows,
hurricane. Yeah. Ready or not.
Ready or not. No,
here
if
I
come.
Where you at? The night is young. In the ground.
The music's loud.
And I will find you. Ready or not.
No, it's
kind of
so
good. Yeah,
really, not kind of good.
No, I mean us just now was kind of.
Oh
good.
Yeah.
But no, underrated Bridget Mendler, absolutely.
Yeah. How did we get there?
Oh, she went to MIT.
Oh, that's crazy. Yeah, that's the one thing is I'm glad that like I'm gonna be famous when I'm older. And
no, I know. Like you
I
had the chance to do it.
I
all,
had the
yeah.
chance to live a normal life.
Exactly. I agree. Me
yeah.
too.
Getting famous older is better. I think. Kind of.
We're on the right
you're
track.
Also, yeah, you're like grounded already.
Right. Yeah.
Good. That's when. Because I mean, that's. I feel like a lot of the actors that are like. Have been famous for a really long time.
Right. And they've got, yeah.
They're too in it that they forgot what it's like to be a human.
Right. And that's all they know.
Right.
They don't know, like, different office or like, you know, different how a workplace is that isn't fucking
just
all about you in a filming situation or a recording situation.
Next.
Mine's good.
Mine's really good too.
Okay, you go, you go.
Okay.
I don't know.
Chris Hemsworth. I think that if Chris Hemsworth was a normal person in this life, he would run his own acai food truck.
Whoa, yeah.
Right? And he'd be like a beach guy.
Yeah.
Like he's a surfer, runs. Oh, by the way, this is a real person that I know.
Oh, really?
Like from my, I don't actually know him, but like from my hometown.
Someone similar.
Yeah.
He
owned, like, there's this guy that looks very similar to him, like the blonde hair. Like,
surfer
I'm thinking
style.
Also in my head, I'm kind of thinking Thor, Chris Hemsworth. I don't know why.
Yeah. I mean,
but, just surfer. He literally runs an acai food truck right on the beach. Like, that's just like what I see him doing and having a really chill life.
Yeah. Absolutely.
And he's still like, I'm sure he does creative stuff like on the side, but like he is happy, like just
he
being
seems like
chill.
One of those people to me that didn't want to be an actor but is.
It just happened.
You know what I mean?
It does feel like that.
I feel like he doesn't love it, but he does it.
Right, because he's good at it.
Yeah.
And he can make money off of it.
Same with Liam.
Yeah. They're both just kind of bros.
They're both just kind of there.
Yeah. How did they
I know.
Like, how did that happen?
I don't know.
What did
I don't
you
know.
Do?
Okay, so for me, I did kind of similar, but not as surfer based, but like still environmental, like, you know, like outdoorsy river rafting guide / hiking guide.
Dude, yes. Yeah. It's crazy that we really like, even though they're different, it's like
it's
the same.
No, it's so true. Like that, he would
just
be like, hey
beach.
Guys, what's up? Let's time to, here's your safety instructions. Make sure you keep your, you know.
And
like,
he would love it.
And he would eat it up. And he would take you on the fun little rock parts.
You're
and
the
like,
guy that like, he's the guy,
he's
that,
the
like,
guy
you
that you
want.
Yeah. Yeah. But he's also running the show.
Oh yeah.
And he would fight someone off.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
No, I love that. I could so see that.
And he would absolutely be, like, a hiking guide, too. Like, he would love.
It's, like, the outdoorsy, like, one with nature vibe.
Right.
He gives that for some reason.
Right. Which, like, okay, maybe this is me. Like, I love the outdoors, but, like,
I'm not an outdoorsy person.
I'm not
like that.
An outdoorsy girl. Like,
no.
I wouldn't go camp. Unless it's glamping.
I would go camping, but I would prefer glamping.
I would go camping if it's, like, I don't know. Like, I wouldn't
only
go
like,
on, like, a hiking trip and then, like, camp out.
Yeah, no. When I think camping, I'm, like, I would go once in a great while. Like, if I got, like, a group of friends to go,
right.
It would just be kind of funny to go.
Yes.
But I'm not, like, wanting to go, like, for camping.
No, but
does
I love a
sense?
Hike.
Yeah, I'll go on a little hike.
I love a hike. I love a walk. I love, like, a trail.
But I just still, I would not
but
consider myself, like, an, I like,
I'm not, like, granola like that.
No, I'm not granola. If anything, if you, I think beach-wise, yes, that's definitely me. Big
but that's
beach
different.
Girl, but it's different.
Yeah.
It's not the same
not
energy.
The, same. Because
the beach
are,
I go and just sit.
Right. Those people are looking for constant
adventure.
They're trying to, like, scale a boulder or some shit. I'm like,
that's not me.
Maybe I would do that if I was a little drunk, but, like, you're not going to get me to, like, you know.
Like 6
like,
a.m. on a Sunday to go climb a rock. No
mm-mm.
thanks.
No.
No thanks.
I'm not going to, like, wear a hiking backpack and shit and, like,
mm-mm.
you know, like, I'll go on a hike and, like, do it for fun, but.
Yeah. I'm not, like, serious like that. Like, I'm not going to buy hiking boots.
No. My dad bought me hiking shoes.
Yeah, sure.
But that's, you know.
It's different. And somebody bought them for you.
Right. It's not like I'm,
I'm not going to REI.
Like, no dissing. Love.
No,
that, love our,
like,
granola girls.
Support your lifestyle.
Love our granola girls, gays, and theys.
It just could not be me.
It's just not me. Anyways,
yeah.
But I would go river rafting with Chris Hemsworth.
Absolutely.
Yeah,
I almost
would be
died.
A good guide.
Whitewater rafting.
There is. That's terrifying.
Yeah.
It is scary. It's
I got
so scary.
Crushed on between a rock and a boat.
Oh my God.
But I'm okay, obviously.
Yeah.
But I haven't gone since then. And
I don't
used
blame
to go.
You.
I've gone a few times when I was younger.
I've never been.
It's actually fun.
Oh, I would love that.
Yeah.
But there was a scene in The Real Housewives of Orange County this past season where they all go to Oklahoma or Montana or something for a trip. And one of the excursions is to go river rafting, and their river rafting guide is wearing, like, cut-off denim shorts.
Oh, my God.
But no underwear. And so they, like, are looking at him for advice,
right, yeah.
And his balls are out, and they literally would, like, look and, like, be like, oh, it was a whole thing. It was so funny.
Oh, my God.
I know.
Did he, like, not know that his balls
no.
were out? And nobody told
and
him.
And they all were just, like, laughing at it, about it to each other and, like, making little That's jokes. Really funny. It was funny.
I found out at work this week that one of my bosses is, like, a huge Real Housewives fan. He, like, knew, like, I don't even remember how it came up in conversation, but he just started, like, listing off all these facts about Housewives. And I'm like, you sound like my friend Emily Love. Right now. I think maybe his wife probably watches it, so, like, they just watch it. But he, like,
it's
really
so
knew a
good,
lot.
Though.
It was, he was talking about a specific one, but
Which
I don't remember.
One?
I don't remember. Maybe, is there an Orange County one?
Yeah.
I think it might have
Orange County,
been
Beverly
that
Hills,
one.
Salt Lake City, New
I think
York.
It might have been Orange County, but I don't know. But he was really like, I wish I could remember. I did it. It all went right over my head. But he was, like, just saying a
Love.
Bunch of people. And I was like, damn.
Love.
Sly.
That's how you should be.
Yeah, I know. I need to get there. But whatever. Next.
Next.
The Rock. Dwayne okay. The Rock Johnson.
I'm curious about that for you.
I said door-to-door salesman.
Okay, interesting. I also did something with sales.
Like, he just is so charming.
He has a personality where he can, like,
He
turn
could talk
it on.
Me into buying anything, probably.
Yeah, like car salesman, I could see.
Yeah,
like,
I still see him as a super gym bro in every life.
Oh,
like,
absolutely.
He's still
he's gonna
ripped
be massive
and he's
and
on
look
steroids.
Like that. Right.
Yeah. But yeah, I just think he's so I think everyone thinks this. He is the most just charming person.
Right.
And, like, we saw him at, like, the movie thing. And I
yeah.
was just, like, the way he, like, talked to this
Interacts,
little kid.
Yeah.
This kid that, remember, he had, like, yeah. Was some sort of special needs and, like, went up and started singing to him. And it was just, like, so sweet the way he interacted.
Yeah.
Like, I just think he could sell anyone anything.
Yeah.
And so, yeah. And you're not going to be that mad if, like, somebody, and, like, a lot of people think he's very handsome. So I feel like door-to-door, specifically.
I don't see the handsome.
A lot of people, a lot of, like, mom-age
oh,
women
yeah, yeah, yeah,
think
yeah,
that
yeah.
he's, so I'm picturing him going up to the door and the women being like, oh.
Right.
Hi.
Oh, hello. Yeah. They would eat
you
him
know.
Up. Right.
Yeah. So that's what I'm picturing for
yeah,
him.
Yeah, absolutely. For me, I did a real estate agent.
Oh, yeah.
Same realm. Very charming. You have to be super personable.
Has
you have
he
to like
played a real estate agent in a movie before? Because why do I,
I
feel
don't
like
know.
I can see that? Like,
I don't
really
know.
Clearly.
But like he would be able to market himself really well.
Yes.
I feel like he would have good posters. Everyone would know who he was. He'd be like not actually the mayor, but like
yeah,
the
basically.
Mayor of his town because everyone knew him.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah. He would run that shit. And I would absolutely buy a house from him. He feels like a guy you could trust.
Exactly. Again, that's like the charming.
Yeah.
He can sway people. Like,
yeah.
I feel like he would, like, walking through a house with him, he would absolutely sell it.
Yeah. He would be able to get me to buy anything. I'd be like, you know what? You don't. It really,
yeah.
honestly, though, it doesn't take much to convince me
yeah,
to do anything.
That is so true for me,
but,
too.
Especially if, like, a big man like that is like,
yeah.
no, this is a good idea. Like, trust
I'm like,
me. I'm like,
you.
Okay, sure.
Yeah.
like, daddy issues probably.
Yeah,
no,
probably.
I don't know.
Probably. No, this is, I can't believe how
similar
on,
ours.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like almost a little scary.
No, but like, it makes sense.
It
I'm
does.
Really curious about your next two.
But
though.
It just made, me too. And this one's purely off of looks. The next one is Robert Pattinson.
Okay. Off of looks?
Yeah.
What do you mean?
Like, this is, like, if I just saw him on the street, like,
right,
what
right.
I would think. Like, fully, like, I don't know.
Yeah.
Because I feel like I don't really know his, well, I kind of know his personality a little bit, but.
But he's not a very public guy.
No, he's just Edward to me, so, like.
Right.
But I said, like, works at, like, a sub shop.
Like, yeah.
Like a Subway or Quiznos.
I put barista.
Sub!
No, I know.
What?
Because, like, he gives that energy. Like, he doesn't.
So chill guy.
But he,
and just kind of like.
And he doesn't have.
I don't think he'd give a fuck about ambitions.
That's what I was going to say. I was going to say, I feel like he doesn't have a lot of drive. Not that baristas or sub shop workers
right.
don't have drive. But I'm just saying.
But the thing is, I'm not saying. Because there's.
Specifically.
Yeah. Because there's people that work at coffee shops and sub shops and all of that stuff that. Do it because they actually enjoy it.
Right. And that's
I'm
their passion.
That he's doing it just because
he's there.
He's just does it. That's all he can do.
It's a means to an end.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's just there.
Yeah.
And that's exactly. I just picture him like taking somebody's order, like with the straightest
no,
face.
No, like he does.
Miserable
he's
every day.
He hates being there.
Yeah.
But he's still, he's been there for like 5 years.
It is crazy that I just came up with that one. And
that's
they're
really
still
scary.
Like on the same.
I don't
path.
Like that.
I
you know, I don't know how that keeps happening, and I don't know why.
Is it like
I don't
our brain, or is
it
just
like,
that we're really good at this?
Or is it
and
just
them?
Them?
Yeah, we're just clocking them really
I
well right now. Oh my God.
But like, I see that. He's not like
oh, yeah.
someone who, I don't know, he wouldn't go out of his way to.
No.
But that's like, we also don't know him.
Yeah, this,
but this
yeah,
is
of
basically
course.
Just
All
off
of, this
of
is,
you know, I don't know.
Well, it is interesting that because they're getting so close, like, I feel like these are pretty accurate. like, not accurate of what they're doing, but, like, accurate of how they're depicting themselves in the public, at least.
Yeah, for sure.
Okay, last one that we have, the queen, Drew Barrymore.
Drew Barrymore.
Yes.
Which is so hard because she's also one of those people who has been famous since she was a child.
Yeah, I have two answers for her, actually.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah.
I don't.
I just couldn't pick.
Oh.
But one's a little bit more normal job and the other one, well, the other one's still kind of a normal job, but. In the same way that Daniel Radcliffe, normal job, kind of.
Oh, mine's normal.
Okay. Should I say both of mine?
Yeah.
Okay. So the first one that is my very normal one is a preschool teacher.
Oh, that makes so much sense.
She just likes, I feel like I don't
She's
even need
so
to explain
She's so calming. Yeah. Caring.
Yeah, and patient. Specifically with like little kids, like preschool or like kindergarten up to like third grade. I could see her as like a teacher, but like really preschool
elementary
teacher.
School. Yeah, for sure.
My other one was a Disneyland employee.
Interesting.
Because, like, I don't, like, and maybe, like, specifically, like, somebody a little bit higher up than just, like, a ride attendant and stuff, but, like, still, like, with the people.
Yeah.
Like, maybe a tour guide or, like, one of their fancy tour guides or, like, customer service, like, desk. Like, because she's, again, so kind. I feel her smiling. She could do the Disney two-finger point really easily. Like, I don't know what that is. You don't know that? Employees at Disneyland aren't allowed to, like, if they're like, oh, it's over there, they can't point with one finger because it's rude. They always will point with two fingers.
That's crazy.
Yeah. Or they'll do like a hand gesture like this, like, oh, it's that way or it's that way.
I feel like someone has pointed with a regular finger for me at Disneyland.
Well, they should get fired.
You know what? I'm not saying a thing. I don't remember who it was.
But yeah, those are mine for her. I just feel like they're both just very, like, she's just such a kind lady.
Yeah. No, and she seems very personable and, like, easygoing.
Right, exactly.
For me, I put dental hygienist.
Like,
someone, she's gonna take care of the kids. She's gonna be easy. You know, like, if it's your first dentist appointment, she's not gonna judge you.
Yeah.
She's not gonna judge you for not flossing.
No.
Like, she's gonna be like, you should floss. And you know what I mean? Like, and she's nice
so
about it. Yeah, she's not gonna, I don't know.
She has such a calming energy about
her
for some reason.
She does. And she's gonna take care of you. She's gonna make sure you're treated right.
Yeah, but she's also kind of like funny and like fun to
and
be around.
Yeah, she's gonna be like, even though you're like getting your teeth cleaned, she's gonna still try and talk to you and you're gonna be able to have that conversation.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, she's gonna wanna get to know about your life.
Yeah. I love her.
I do too. And I think all of those were very accurate for her.
Yes. Our list in full, I think we absolutely just killed that.
No, it really was so
accurate.
I wasn't
expecting this to be so good.
Yeah.
Like, I knew that this wouldn't be a fun episode because I just think it's interesting. But I think it made it even better that ours were so in sync.
No, it made sense, too.
It made
so
much sense.
For each celebrity,
I didn't disagree with a single one of yours.
No, I didn't either.
It was perfect.
No, it was literally perfect.
Let us know if you, I'm so
also,
curious.
Also, yeah, I really want to know other people's thoughts on their jobs and stuff.
Because like, we're right.
We're right. But like,
but
also,
I want to know.
And I also want to know, like, what you think they would be doing.
Yeah.
You
I'm
know?
Very curious. I'm very curious.
All right. We know you missed it. It's time for the
pop culture roundup. Yeah.
That was good.
That wasn't that bad.
You've done worse. Yeah.
I've definitely done worse.
Yeah. We haven't done it in a minute, but we're jumping back in.
We got some requests. We have a few things.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We feel like it's kind of been a slow...
Yeah, like nothing
few
really
months,
to report
nothing
on.
Crazy has been happening. But recently, we've just had some few updates.
Yeah, so, I mean, we talked a little bit about this before, but Taylor and Travis are still kicking.
Still kicking. I really thought it was a PR thing, but now I think they're actually dating.
I also think it started as a PR thing, and now it's real.
Right, yeah.
And I love them together.
I like them together.
I don't hate it.
There's, no, yeah.
Something about, like, just, I think I might have said this last time, but there's something about, like, Taylor Swift, which is, like, an all-American football player. Like,
yeah,
it's just like, storybook.
So, it's also so different from everyone she's dated in the past. Like, she's never dated, like, a pro athlete.
Yeah.
And for it to be a football player is kind of insane, and I love it.
Yeah, and it's something about, like, I don't know. He seems so sweet. And I've also seen a lot of clips from his podcast, and he seems really funny, and his brother is really funny.
Also very family oriented, like down to earth, just like more like normal past boyfriends for her.
Yes. I think as dating like a sports player is the closest a famous person can get to dating like an everyday person. Cause I feel like most,
or they
like,
could date an everyday person.
Well, yeah, that's true. But you know what I mean?
No. Yeah. Yeah. It's a different level of celebrity than like a singer or whatever.
Yeah. Cause for the most part, like football players and stuff can go to the grocery store and do a lot of normal things.
Only a specific group of people who are going to know who you are.
Right, exactly. Yeah.
Like, unless you follow football, you're not going to care.
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
Like, before this happened, if I saw Travis Kelce in public, I wouldn't have known who he was. I would have seen him and been like, oh, he's got to play some sort of sport just because of, like, his build.
Yeah.
But even though I kind of knew of him, I wouldn't have known his face.
Right.
And I feel like that's how I am with a lot of sports people, is like, I'll know their name, but I would never like know them if I saw them in public.
Yeah, I feel like that's fair. I'm kind of the same. I think I just follow it.
Well, yeah, you're more than me. Yeah.
So I knew who he was and more about him. But like, I would definitely have recognized him.
Yeah, I wouldn't have. But I love that for you.
Thank you.
Yeah. But I don't know. I feel like there's not necessarily much. I mean, I don't think that this was out last time, but the pictures of them getting out of the car and her lipstick smeared and it like lipstick on his face.
I know. Also, he seems like he cares about her. Oh. Like holding her hand, like opening the door. No.
He's always like holding her back.
Yeah, and
or, like,
her with her parents. Yeah. His parents and stuff.
Yeah, like the
you
family
know?
Stuff.
Yeah.
Did we talk about 1989?
No. That's tea. Okay, because Kaylin's insane. First of all, I think Slut, Now That We Don't Talk, and Is It Over Now are some of the best songs she's put out in a long time. Mm-hmm. Like the lyrics, the music, it's so experimental for her. It's mm-hmm. so fun. And the production of it is so good.
Is
Now That We Don't
now?
Talk, I literally want
to. Yeah, that's
wanna,
your favorite, right?
I want, yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. I would say that and Is It Over Now. Yeah. And then Slut. But Now That We Don't Talk, I literally want to, like, run someone over,
now
but also like
talk. I needed that song when we did the Taylor Swift songs as crimes.
No, like I would have, it would have been on
at
there. It would have been honorable. Like
now that
like
we
I have no words.
I don't have to pretend I like acid rock, or that I want to be on a mega yacht with important men who think important thoughts. Like, are you kidding?
I can see it. Like, also, in my mind, I envision, like, myself and probably you making a TikTok to this where, like, it's dark outside, flashes on, and we're screaming it and, like, running.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, oh my God.
We should have done that last night in the street.
Maybe we'll do it today.
Yeah.
But, like, you know what I mean? Like, it's just, like,
yes.
And it's so relatable for everybody.
It is so good. My favorite one of the Vault tracks is It Over Now? It's literally been on repeat.
It's
like,
crack.
It's
addictive.
The part that's like, did you think I wouldn't see you? There were flashing lights. At least I had the decency to keep my nights out of sight. Like, are you? Oh, my, and the fact that these are all about Harry.
Oh, Lord. I think about jumping
of a very tall something.
That tweet like, where it was like, Taylor, I get it. Harry also makes me want to jump off of very tall things.
Literally. So true, by the way.
But like her saying like,
Red blood
on the snow, blue dress on a boat. I literally like when I heard that, I paused it and I rewound and I was like, Emma, did you just hear what she said?
Like she literally says, when you lost control of the snowmobile.
Vehicular manslaughter.
Red blood, white snow, blue dress on a boat. Like, she
when
could
the
not.
The photo of her sitting alone on that boat, literally, I remember when that happened. I remember where I was. Like,
world
I.
Stop.
Carry on. And that moment of Haler being in a song. That she knows, we know that it was iconic and that all know what happened.
She
and her
knows
being like,
you guys,
this is for
that.
You.
Yeah, like, you know.
Like, she's in on the, she's in on the bit.
Like, I, like, have never heard, and then, like, it being, like, you search in every model's bed for something great, like,
or. No, the best, if she has blue eyes, I will surmise that you'll probably date her.
Like, she ate him up.
Point blank, period. She literally said it. You think, get humbled real quick.
She
ate humbled him. Like, and he needed that.
No, and he did.
He needed it.
And I bet he loves these songs. He loves
their dialogue in music to each other.
Is crazy.
It's also insane to me. Like, when you sent that TikTok of just, like, their back and forth and lyrics and stuff in songs that address each other or their relationship, it really took me by surprise how much HS1.
Yeah,
is about even, Taylor because I really thought a majority of that was about Kendall, but it's really
definitely like some that are
women. And
from the dining room table. I also think
Two Ghosts.
Yeah,
like
I also think some of them he definitely like mixed a little. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
like,
yeah,
I
feel like there's he uses the lyrics from
right,
but still, I mean, it's just crazy.
Like when he's like, I almost called a girl that looked just like you, or almost said your name. Like there's so like. It is insane. That's the only one. They're meant in another universe.
They're meant to be. I know. I kind of wish they were.
I know. Like, but, I can't.
Beggars
but,
can't be choosers, and we had them.
Yeah. Oh, but the big T for 1989 for us is Emily has a strong opinion.
Okay, but do you like Slut?
Yes. Okay. I like Slut. I just, Emily, all I said was that it wasn't my favorite. Of like the
Oh, I thought you said you didn't like it. No, because on Halloween you were like, I don't listen to it.
I don't listen to it as much as the others.
I listen to it. It's so good. And if they call me a slut, you know it might be also, with it for
that's
once.
Also hot for her and Harry. Like her being like,
she's being like, it's worth it.
Because you're so hot and perfect.
Like, and us together, like, it's worth it. Like,
I know
okay.
her being like, my only, like, what is it? Like, my only crime was like, wanting you or something.
Yeah.
Or no, or everybody wants you. That was my crime. Yeah. That is so good.
Such a good line.
Yeah. So I don't know. But yeah, no, I like it a lot. But you think that the 1989 vault tracks in general are like her best vault tracks.
Okay. Well, I don't dislike any vault tracks, but Suburban Legends, I'm not a fan of. And
yeah, that's fair.
So what's the other one?
Say Don't Go.
Okay. Like I like that song, but it's not.
It's not on the same caliber as the other ones.
Right. And Suburban Legends, I'm not a big fan of. Mm-hmm. But those three, I will say, are like really probably good. Some of like my new favorite Taylor songs.
Yeah.
And
For Is It Over Now, that is absolutely what, like probably right. like top three favorite Taylor songs now.
Yeah. And it's just crazy. Like insane that, I don't know, I wish we got them when we could have, but.
But if she would have put like that one, Is It Over Now?
Oh my God.
Back then?
Oh yeah. But also I feel like we wouldn't have appreciated it in the way that we do now.
No.
Also, the fact that she was between Blank Space and Slut as the single is
crazy.
Like imagine that alternate universe where Blank Space was like, we would have been getting it as a vault track.
Which is crazy. I think she made the right decision.
Because
though.
I think Blank Space is one of the best pop songs. Like, ever made.
Yeah, she definitely made the right decision with Blank Space.
Absolutely.
It would be crazy but it's just insane. Now be getting it.
That's what I'm saying. Like, we would be getting it as Slut, as a vault.
Wouldn't get the same recognition, obviously, now, because the vault songs just aren't getting that. But besides the Taylor fans.
Well, 1989 got, like, won Grammys and shit, so it's like,
what would have happened?
The impact it made. It's crazy. What alternate world would that be like?
Yeah. Okay.
Crazy.
Well, those are our 1989 opinions.
Love.
Some other real quick, some things we wanted to talk about. The Josh Hutcherson resurgence is happening. I just had to talk about it because.
Have you seen Five Nights at Freddy's?
No, not yet. I've heard it's really bad.
I heard it's bad too.
But he's so hot.
Also, just like him coming back for that movie is kind of surprising to me.
Yeah. And the fact that also this is happening at the same time that the new Hunger Games movie is about to come out. The prequel. And I'm a little upset because I don't think I'm going to be able to read the prequel before I see the movie, which is a little upsetting. And I have the book.
Hunger Games?
Yeah. But
also,
I'm like,
shout out to my mom. She was a script supervisor. If you see her name in the credit, it's Miss Alicia Accardo.
And she
tag us and we'll
do something.
we'll give you a shout out or something. My mom would just be so happy.
She would be so happy.
But I'm so fucking excited to see it.
I'm so excited
to see
it.
We have to go see it like day it comes out.
Yeah, I need to.
Like, do we dress up?
I literally have a Mockingjay pin still.
Okay, and you're wearing it.
Absolutely. And a side braid.
I wish my hair was long enough and thick enough to do a braid, but we'll make Emma do it.
Well, yeah, we'll
or Olivia
it out.
Or someone.
We'll figure
yeah.
it out. But yeah, I'm so excited. I'll
wear an apron. I'll be PETA as a baker.
Oh, that's good. That's really good. Yeah. Oh my God, yeah, wait. We should actually
dress up.
Yeah, we should go.
Is that gross though?
I don't think it's gross.
Is that cringe?
It's probably cringe, but that's okay. And it's also funny because like those characters aren't in
right. Maybe we don't dress up. Maybe I don't wear an apron to the Grove at like 8 o'clock at night to go see the Hunger Games. Like the workers would be we need you back here to make the popcorn. Like,
like, what are you doing?
You're like, why aren't you back behind the counter?
I think it would be funny. We'll see. We'll see. But
I think,
I just love that like the Hunger Games thing and the Josh Hutcherson thing are happening at the same time because it's really taking me back to my roots.
Right. Absolutely.
The very first fan account I ever made on Instagram was a Josh Hutcherson fan account that turned into like a One Direction and Books fan account. And I'm like getting like literally this morning I got a PETA and Katniss edit on my For You page. And I was like, I was literally like,
stop.
And I almost cried.
No, I've gotten ones that I had one that was like 900,000 likes or something. And it was PETA and Katniss. Yeah. And literally I was like, this is art. No, like, it's, like, literally. I cried. Like, I was like, this is beautiful.
Like, I don't even, like, you guys don't get it.
No, like, you don't get it.
It was my entire life.
No.
I'd say it's the first fandom that I fully threw myself
into. It's like, it was your first One Direction. Yeah.
I was, oh my God, I can't even, but it's, so it's beautiful to see it right now.
It's just a lot for you right now in a good way.
It is. It's in a great way. Yeah. And so I just love to see it. I love seeing it on my For You page.
I want, you know, Paul Mezcal, the actor.
Yeah.
I want Josh Hutcherson to like have his resurgence and be that type of level.
Okay.
You know what
I
mean?
Yes.
In that same realm.
No, he's so hot. And if I did make a TikTok highlighting some of my old Josh Hutcherson page things, you have to go see it. I had these shorts that had Josh Hutcherson's face on.
That's so funny.
So go to my TikTok. I changed my at. It's Kaylin Hurts now, so it's just my name. But right now, it's just my name. Anyways, go watch the TikTok.
No, yeah, get it.
Because you'll see, and you also will see a picture of me in front of Josh Hutcherson's house.
I really wonder if I have a photo with him from when I was little. From Zathura.
Yeah. Oh, your mom worked on Zathura?
Yeah.
I used to love that movie.
We would hang out with him, and he like drove us on a golf cart around the Disney lot. When we were little.
You don't even get it, Emily.
We spent our summer there. Well, he was like 12
young.
Or something. I was like five.
Were like really young. Yeah.
And that's when we met Kristen Stewart too. Right. Who else? The little boy in that Dax Shepherd.
So crazy.
Yeah.
So
my
crazy.
Mom was, that was a fun movie though.
The movie's really good.
Yeah. But like the sets and stuff, we got to like be on the lot.
That's
cool. We got to go on the set in the house when it shook for the meteor.
Cool.
It was crazy. Yeah. Yeah.
That's really cool. So we love Josh Hutcherson in this house.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, we love.
King.
Okay, yeah. Last thing, Britney Spears' book. I didn't read it.
I didn't read it, but I want to.
I've seen a lot of things. The funniest one that I've seen so far is when she said she was having, like, the first time, I guess, she had sex with Justin Timberlake. And she said something, like, about how she was nervous or something. And then she, like, said, like, the way she wrote it was, like, I told him, okay, put it in. And he said, it's already in. And she said, my world collapsed. Because it was so small.
That makes so much sense. I'm sorry. I'm a Justin Timberlake hater.
Her saying,
my world collapsed. Like, that was her ghostwriter being like, we got to spruce this up. The vocab's not working here.
That's so funny. That is so funny. But also, I know she talks about a lot of serious stuff and stuff, but that's just, like, the one thing that I saw.
There's
that
a lot
so
coming
funny.
Out about their relationship, which is tea.
Which is big tea. So, I definitely want to read it, because support Britney.
Yeah. Free Britney. Always.
Always. And
even though she's freed, but
there's
still something. We need to free her.
Yeah. So...
But also just Addison Rae, the photo of her leaving the Grove with the Britney Spears book, reading it with the paparazzi took.
Wait, I did not see that.
Oh my God. It's so
Addison
funny.
With
yes.
The book?
Yes. And she's like standing there reading it and
her going to the Barnes and Noble there is so funny.
Like too close to me. Here. She was like literally like standing just reading the book.
Like
while
God.
The paparazzi were there. Like she was just like flipping through it. And I was like, that's so iconic.
That
and then Trisha
iconic.
Paytas recreated it.
Stop. That is iconic. Her wearing like that little baby tee and a mini skirt also.
I know. To go to Barnes and Noble.
And is she wearing heels too?
Yes. No, flats. Ballet flats.
Oh my God. That's
like
iconic.
Like she's fitted.
No, she is with her little purse and reading the
like, I'm obsessed.
Icon living.
She gets it.
She does get it. I love her.
So,
Addison,
anyways,
we love
that
you.
Just like added to it to the hype for me.
Yeah. But that was it. The only other thing we want to say, which I'm just going to say really quick, we're not going to go too deep into it because it's a serious topic, but we just felt like we should say something about Palestine and obviously Free Palestine.
Free Palestine.
I think if you follow, at least I know like my socials, us, you would know where we stand, I hope. But obviously we also don't feel like we're the best people for you to get information from on it. So we're not going to sit here and like give you a bunch of stuff, but we are going to link some things that you can go, resources, donations
in the description. To learn more about what's going on. Just to be more educated.
Yeah. So we just wanted to say that really quick so you guys knew where we stand, and we're obviously, all those people are in our thoughts, and we are doing, you know, whatever we can.
Donating, reading, educating, and trying to be there for everybody.
Yeah, of course. Yeah. So, yeah, but that is all we have for today. I liked, this was a very fun episode.
I loved it.
This was very
fun. We had a great time.
Yeah.
We hope you enjoyed. Don't forget to like, comment, subscribe.
Make sure to rate us on Spotify and Apple Podcasts. Leave a review.
Follow our socials. Get the merch.
Yes, yes, yes.
We love you. We'll see you next week.
TTYL.
TTYL XOX.
Mwah.